basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Chippewa Falls Senior High School, site of this season-opening contest between your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals and the Medford Raiders. I am not Mark Halverson, the voice of the Cardinals. I'm Caleb Swenson filling in tonight alongside me, Jared Faraday, Sam Aberley, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. 0-0, the record for Coach Becca Bestel and Chippewa Falls Senior High, the Lady Cardinals tonight, as they'll get started against the 0-1 Medford Raiders in non-conference action. And Jared Faraday, great to be back to basketball here. It seems like one season flows into another so quickly. Basketball coming right on the heels of the football and volleyball seasons, and here we are, and it's great to be back to it.
Yeah, it's always exciting, right? You get back into the swing of the winter sports here. You know, at school, there's a different buzz. You know, once the fall sports get done, then the winters start to rev up here, and it's been, you know, exciting to see and hear kids back in the gym for basketball and wrestling and the hockey kids talking around school as well.
We certainly saw a phenomenal performance from the junior varsity for Chi High, 54-4. It was late in that second half before Medford scored their first basket. So, again, a dominant performance. Always great to see the JV. And we certainly saw the varsity squad sitting in the stands calling out some instructions to some of their younger teammates. And some of those younger teammates actually will be up at the varsity level because Chi High's pretty banged up right now, too. And we'll hear from Coach Bestel in a little bit. But there'll be some younger players that'll get an opportunity tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's always good, right, when kids get their chance to show what they can do. And in that JV game, you know, it looked like some young kids were stepping in and had some good nights for Chippewa tonight. So that's a good sign. You know, this program needs some youth to kind of insert some energy and get some things going again. So look forward to seeing it.
This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports 103.1 on the FM dial, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you. We'll take a two-minute timeout here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and be back with both head coaches, starting with Chad Franck of the Medford Raiders. It's the season opener for your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals. Time for hoops here on WOGO Sports. Back in two.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Ruff, Ruff right block, then fires a pass down to Kendall Hepler. Up and arm for Hepler.
Chi High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do. And here is the up and there by Jackson.
Yes.
There you go.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics season opener for your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals as they host the Medford Raiders with head coach Chad Franck of Medford. And coach, I'm sure most coaches would say playing on Tuesday after about a week's worth of practices, you don't feel nearly ready, but how did you think your team took the floor?
I think we're prepared as good as we can be in that 1 week. We've got some kids that have varsity experience, and all in all, we had a good week of practice, so I'm confident we should be able to perform pretty well.
Coach, when you look at what you had last year and coming into this year, you returned most of your scoring punch and, again, a lot of varsity experience.
We did. We have one senior on the team, so we're still a very young team. We're still learning. The girls play hard, though, and I'm happy with how we're looking so far.
What did you like the most in that first game on Tuesday night?
Our effort. We played a good team, and we didn't quit. They gave a good effort, and we played, the entire game. So I was proud of them for that.
And finally, Coach, when you look at your opponent tonight, obviously Chi High returns 8 of their 9 top scorers, a little banged up starting the season too. But again, they're a hungry team that's trying to look for a better result.
They are, and they're well coached. And I told the girls, we have to play fundamental basketball so we can stay in this game and just have a good performance again.
And Coach, what is the one step you hope to see your team take in a non-conference game like this?
It's the communication. I really want the girls to communicate better on the floor. That's the one thing we talked about from the last game.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you tonight and the rest of the way.
You bet. Thank you.
Head coach Chad Franck of the Raiders of Medford, your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals head coach Becca Bestel coming up. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports, your home for Chippewa Falls Athletics.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Season opener for your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals as they host Medford here with head coach Becca Bestel. And coach, we were just talking off the air. Maybe you don't have a full complement of players yet. There have been just a cacophony of things going on too. But you play with who you have. And what do you think about the group that you're putting on the floor in that first week and a half or so of practice?
I've really been happy especially the last couple days since the tryouts were done, at how hard the girls have gone in practice. They are buying into what we're doing. They're going hard. They're pushing each other. They're being really positive about everything that's happening, even though we do have a ton of injuries right now. A couple kids aren't playing. A couple kids are playing with injuries. And they've taken it all in stride, and we're making strides every day. So I've been really happy with how practice has gone. I just need to get everybody healthy.
Coach, 8 of your top 9 scorers from last year return, and so I'm sure that's something exciting as a staff when you get everybody healthy, that, hey, we've got a lot of varsity experience, and we want to challenge here in our conference, try and move up the standings.
Yeah, and that's a big piece, just the maturity. Going one more year, getting one more year older in school, in everything in their lives, it's showing right now, and the girls are coming out and playing better just because they get it. It's a weird thing. It has nothing to do with skill. It has everything to do with they understand what comes with playing at the varsity level, and that makes a big difference.
Have you seen the character of this group grow when, you know, it's not fun when you're a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid and you're not seeing the wins pile up and the losses on the other side, but have you seen the character grow where it's, hey, we're going to keep after this day after day in practice and games, and we're going to get better?
I have, especially in the last 2 weeks. And you know, all these injuries piling on top of what you just described, they've come with a really positive attitude. And like I said before, that maturity makes a big difference, and it's showing right now, and I'm hoping it shows on the court tonight. That's the plan.
Coach, what do you want to see again in this first game? I don't think any coach would be like, yep, we're ready to play in November. I mean, but what do you want to see, the first step for this group?
I think the biggest thing for me is that we buy into what we're doing and we play as fundamental as we can, and try and keep our turnovers down. That's been a big issue in the last couple of years for us. And so if we can make good passes, play solid D, you know, all the fundamental stuff that you as a coach look for, everything else will come if we can focus on that basic stuff.
Well, Coach, good to see you. Good to be back to basketball here. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game. Hopefully we're talking about a Chi High W.
Yeah. And I'm really happy you guys are here. This is awesome. We're excited to play our first game.
That's head coach Becca Bessel here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO, your home for Chippewa Falls sports.
It's fall furnace check and clean time. Preventative maintenance on your heating system is worth it. And whether it's boilers, furnaces, or heat pumps, Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing services most makes and models. Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing has provided quality, dependable service to the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas for over a half century. Wirzgalla will make sure your heating system is ready for the cold ahead. Call or visit Wirzgalla.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you. Our producer and board operator, Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Chi High tip-off to the season for the Lady Cardinals as they host the Medford Raiders. It's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Jared Faraday, what would you say is a key or two tonight here for Chi High? Of course, you want to start out 1-0, but also November basketball, you're just looking for some improvement.
Well, I really liked what Coach Bestel said in the pregame there about turnovers, because when you look at turnovers in basketball, right, I mean, it's like any sport. You can't give away opportunities, and if you turn it over, you're not going to score. So, you know, to get shots on offense, run your offense, get good looks at the basket consistently, I think is going to be a really good step for them in the right direction. And that's really what I look for, probably from both teams, right? Stay out of foul trouble as well. It doesn't look like either team has real deep benches tonight. So I think, you know, making sure you stay out of foul trouble, limit your turnovers, and try to get some good shots.
The last time these two teams tangled, Chi High lost on the road at Medford 55-48. 9 assists for Chi High in that game versus 26 turnovers. So as you mentioned, certainly trying to flip those ratios would be key. That's your Toys and Ford key to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Great to be back to basketball here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out and be back after this with your starting lineups. It's almost tip-off time here on WOGO as the Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Ruff, Ruff right block, extended, fires a pass down to Kendall Heffler. Up and arm for Heffler.
Chi High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do. And here is the open there by Jackson.
Yes.
There you go.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back, Chi High Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO Sports. Starting lineups being introduced. Taylor Klingbeil, a sophomore, number one forward, averaging 7.5 points per game last year for the Medford Raiders. Number two, Riley Harabi, a junior forward, averaged 10 points per game last year. Aaliyah Pilgrim, a junior, number three, a guard, 5.5 points per game last year. Torin Rao, she's the lone senior in this lineup, number four, a guard, 5 points per game last year. And Kayla Baumgartner, a 6'1", sophomore, number 10, a forward, average 11.2 points per game to lead the Medford Raiders last year. They are under the direction of varsity head coach Chad Franck. On the other side, for Coach Becca Bestel of the Chippewa Falls Senior High Lady Cardinals, Jillian Wick, a junior guard, 5'6", number 2, averaged 3.8 points per game last year. Sarah Chafee, leading returning scorer, 5'8", senior guard, hit 62 threes last year, 10.6 points per game. Where's number 3? Number 10, Roslyn Twyman, a senior guard, 5'7", 4.8 points per game. Number 15, Claire Heppner, junior forward, 5'10", 2.8 points and 5 rebounds per game. And number 24, Willa Reisinger, rounds out the starting 5. Willa, junior forward, 6', 1.2 points, 2.2 rebounds in 2023-2024 for Chi High. Of course, Becca Bestel, head coach of your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals, as they look to move up in the Big Rivers Conference standings, but it starts off with getting tuned up in these non-conference games. Great to have you with us again, Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday here at Chi High. Cardinals in their white home uniforms, with the Cardinal red numerals, black piping, white shorts, white tops, and the red and black sides of the tanks and shirts. Medford on the other side, Cardinal red uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals, black piping, black and white accents on the shorts. And jumping at midcourt will be number 10, Kayla Baumgartner from Medford. Chi High with Claire Heppner. Medford wins the tap and immediately racing right to the hoop for an easy layup. It's number one, Klingbeil. Klingbeil draws first blood in this game. It's 2-0 Medford. On the right wing for Chi High, Sarah Chafee. Chafee draws the whistle, actually walked with the basketball. Chafee, as we mentioned, 62 three-pointers last year, shot at a 32% clip from downtown. Almost 11 points per game, almost 3 rebounds, almost 2 steals per contest last year. 2-0 Medford. On the right wing for the Raiders, moving up top between the wheels. Klingbeil swings the right side for Torin Rao. Rao into the right corner. Left-handed dribble up top for Baumgartner. 6'1", leaves on the left side for Riley Harabi. Kick out up top, straight on for 3. That one off the iron, knocked out of bounds, going Chi High's way. Good box out that time by Jillian Wick, who has given up a
pretty good amount of height, Jared.
Yeah, for sure. Baumgartner looks like a nice player. She stood out in pregame warm-ups to me when I was watching them. I think she's a sophomore. Looks like she's their culture.
And Baumgartner again coming off a strong freshman campaign with the steal coming the other way from Medford. Kick out and an open 16-foot jumper for Torrin Rao makes it 4-0 Medford.
Yeah, and that was set up by Baumgartner. Drove to the middle, they collapsed, and she kicked it right out.
A trap and a steal coming the other way, high off the glass. No, Baumgartner knocks it out of bounds, going Chai High's way as Harabi couldn't finish. Cardinals having a little trouble with that trap just inside half court.
Yep, and that's been a concern for them, and they've been working, and hopefully they can start to figure out how to handle that pressure.
Roslyn Twyman to Jillian Wick. Wick right side, testing the baseline. Coming back the other way, the left-handed dribble to Twyman. Twyman lost it out of bounds right in front of head coach Chad Franck of Medford, who points the other way, and the officials agree. It's Medford basketball leading 4-0 with 16:32 to play here first half.
And Chippewa just needs to kind of settle down on offense, get a good look here early, and I think that'll help. I would try to get Sarah probably a good open look early.
That would certainly bring the crowd to life here. Kick out right wing for Medford. Free throw line jumper high off the glass. No, struggle for the rebound. Gets away from a couple pairs of hands. Finally hauled in for Chai High. Sarah Chafee flips it right side for Jillian Wick. And Coach Becca Besta wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute. Chai High basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Chai High Basketball on WOGO Sports. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Chai High out of the timeout, trailing 4-0. 2 minutes gone by, early going in this season opener. Jillian Wick up top between the wheels, testing the dribble, probing with the right hand inside the arc. Comes to a stop, maintaining the drill, pops back up top, Sarah Chafee. Chafee dealing with the basketball, good crossover. The foul line, kick out left side, Roz Twyman for three. That one too strong. Long rebound out to Baumgartner of Medford. Good push ahead for the Raiders. Layup no good for Torrin Rao, and Chai High clears the rebound. Twyman across the CF insignia at midcourt. Leaves it for Chafee, high on the left wing. Chafee with those light pink sneakers against her fellow number three, Aaliyah Pilgrim. And Chafee held by Pilgrim on the far side, first whistle of the game.
Yeah, and Chippewa's just got to kind of settle in here and try to, you know, move with the ball a little better and try to get some good looks.
Aaliyah Pilgrim, her first.
Side out.
First team foul.
Jillian Wick will trigger it in. Cardinals looking for their first basket of the campaign. Trailing 4-0. Inbounds to Roz Twyman near midcourt. Twyman picked up by Rao. Twyman puts on the floor, driving hard into the body of Baumgartner. Blocked out of bounds, and we have a foul shooting two. Roz Twyman will try to break the goose egg on the scoreboard for Chai High.
Yeah, and if we can get Baumgartner in some foul trouble early here, I think that would be a good thing for Chippewa, because she looks like a pretty solid player.
So Twyman, the senior, 51% foul shooter last year. First free throw is good. So Roz gets Chai High on the board. They trail 4-1 with 15:16 to go here first half. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Twyman's second free throw too long, but rattles in. Got a nice hometown roll there, and the Cardinal deficit cut in half, 4-2. On the left wing for Medford, Aaliyah Pilgrim. Pilgrim picks up her dribble, drops it down into the corner. That's Torrin Rao. Rao at the high post for Klingbeil. Back out to Rao between the wheels. Leaves it on the right wing. Twyman comes out face-to-face with the defense. Long skip pass. Kayla Baumgartner into the corner. Open look at a three. That one too strong for Aaliyah Pilgrim. Rebound to Roslyn Twyman.
Yeah, good job defensively there by the Cards. Trying to really help contain on Baumgartner and make somebody else hit a shot.
Willa Reisinger, nice pass down low, high off the glass, up and in for two. Sarah Chafee, first field goal of the game for Chafee, first field goal of the year for Chi High, and it's four apiece.
Yeah, nice look there by Willa, and good cut by Sarah.
Reisinger just came into the game, the 6-foot junior forward, a three from the left wing, and there's a nice answer for Medford.
3-4-10, I believe it was.
That's Baumgartner, her first basket. That was a smooth look from the left corner. 7-4. Twyman drives baseline, 14-footer, equally smooth. 7-6, Chi High down just one.
Yeah, it was a nice job by Roz there, finding an opening and hitting the shot.
7-6, the Medford Raiders. Just over 4 minutes gone by here, first half. Raiders swing around the perimeter, moving right to left. Kick out to Klingbeil. Klingbeil looked like she walked with it, lost the ball in the lane, and Twyman comes out of the pack. Twyman taking her time across the timeline, leaves it left wing for Reisinger. Swings on the left side. Jillian Wick. Wick driving baseline, goes hard to the cup. No. Rebound battled for, a block by Klingbeil. Out of bounds to Chi High as Ross Twyman's going to just take a little time getting back up as she got hammered to the deck. Couple subs coming in for Medford. Laney Harabi, the junior forward. One of them, number five. Also Jolie Staliga, number 25, a forward, a junior as well.
Number 25, Tenley Anderson.
And Chi High will sub in number 25, Tenley Anderson. One of those youngsters we spoke of, just a freshman, a guard, 5'6". Chafee drops it down in the paint. Reisinger turns, can't quite get the roll from 4 feet. Kick out to the left wing. There's a nice-looking jumper from Tenley Anderson. And the freshman immediately makes her presence felt. 8-7, Chi High, their first lead of the game in the season.
Yeah, and Claire had a good offensive rebound there and found Tenley, who comes right in and hits her first shot.
Long three from the right corner. That one in and out, no good for Staliga. 8-7, Chi High. 12:55 and counting to go here first half. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Nice pass down low from Chafee, and taking some contact, Claire Hefner, and she will earn a trip to the foul line. The Chi High leading 8-7. They're starting to settle in a little bit here.
For sure, and you could see that early. They were kind of rattled and you know, were playing too fast. And you know, now they've slowed down a little bit, staying within themselves, and they're starting to get some better looks.
First free throw rattles in. Cardinals 3-for-3 from the foul line. After her first points, 9-7 Chi High. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Second free throw is perfect as well. Chi High 4-for-4 from the foul line. They lead 10-7. Pass into the paint. Knocked away along the baseline, out of bounds, staying with Medford. Good hands by Chi High in the interior. A couple subs coming back in for Medford. Klingbeil and Rao. 12:35 on the clock. Baseline out of bounds for the Raiders. They trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 10-7. Three team fouls on Medford, none so far on Chi High. Inbounds to Klingbeil, knocked away from her and scooped up by Chi High's Willa Reisinger. Working across the timeline, left side, Tenley Anderson. On the left wing, stepping on the line, Reisinger. She was heavily guarded over there by Jolie Staliga. Turnover, Chi High, going back to the Raiders.
And so far, teams just kind of trying to feel each other out here early in the game, and obviously early in the season for these teams. And it takes a while to get back into basketball mode.
Klingbeil crosses over on her defender into the corner, Torin Rao. Rao up top, Aaliyah Pilgrim. Back to Klingbeil, left block extended, driving in hard, and that will be the first foul on Chi High as Tenley Anderson breaks her across the arm, and Klingbeil will go to the line shooting two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. As Klingbeil too long on the first free throw. Ross Twyman back in, and also for the first time for Chi High, Kira Ayers, senior forward, 5'8". 12:05 to go. Chi High leading 10-7. Second free throw for Klingbeil. That one well off the mark. Didn't look like it hit the rim, but no whistle. Chi High with the rebound. At the point is Jillian Wick. Wick to Chafee just inside the foul line. To Ayers. Ayers gets tied up in the paint. Jump ball possession will stay with Chi High. A couple more subs coming in for Medford. Number 10, Baumgartner back out there, along with Riley Harabi. So a couple of the starters and leading scorers back on the floor for head coach Chad Franck. His team 13-13 last year. They opened the season on Tuesday with a road loss to Shawano, 65-48. Chi High two in the corners, two at the blocks for the inbounds. And Tenley Anderson holding, waiting, and finally shoots it into Wick in the left corner. Wick with the right hand, a dribble drive going in high, blocked by Baumgartner on the way to the hoop.
Great idea there by Jillian. Had a step on her girl.
Into the paint, pull up from 10 feet in. No good for Torrin Rao, I believe. Heppner back out there for Chi High as both coaches subbing pretty freely here. 11:37 to go, first quarter, 10-7 Chi High. They trailed early 4-0, but have stormed back into this game. Jillian Wick trapped at midcourt, trying to get out of it. She'll get across the timeline, nice crossover, and then raked across the arm, loses the ball, foul against Medford. That one's going to go against Rao, team's fourth or first.
Yeah, nice job there by Jillian, breaking the pressure and drawing the foul.
Again, just maintaining her composure. Wick inbounds right in front of the scorer's table. Tenley Anderson. Anderson, the freshman, driving down the left side of the lane. Tries to scoot a bounce pass inside. There's a kick ball. Actually, on the kick out, Sarah Chafee was ready and willing to fire from the right corner. Hit a three, but of course blown dead first.
Yeah, and hopefully we can figure out ways to get Sarah some good looks. Because if she can get some open shots.
Anderson to Chafee in the left corner. Chafee, of course, standout golfer and even better at horseshoes.
She's a really cool kid.
24 in for Chippewa.
Turnover in the lead goes back to Medford. Chi High will sub in. Tenley Anderson, after some nice minutes, comes out. Willa Reisinger, the junior, in for the freshman. Cardinals still with a 10-7 lead. Almost 7 minutes gone by here, first half in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Taken to the right corner. Good look at a three for Medford. That one clanks off the side of the rim, going up high for the rebound. Jillian Wick off the miss from Harabi. Baumgartner comes from behind with the steal. The long arm of the 6'1" freshman pokes it away. Now Baumgartner running the point. Kicks it out right side to Pilgrim. Checked by Wick. Pilgrim up top. Left wing for Harabi. Pulls up for an 18-foot jumper. That one a little bit too strong. Reisinger goes up high for the rebound. A little bit of a lid on the basket for both teams the last few minutes here. Left side, Jillian Wick. Head fake. Wick jabbing. Cross court skip to Sarah Chafee. Chafee jabbing. Pulls up from 25 feet. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Wick. Kick out to Roz Twyman. Twyman going hard down the lane. Runner too strong. Fights for the rebound. Foul. Twyman going to pick up the team's second. I don't know that you hate that foul, though. That just seems like good hustle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit out of frustration after not finishing the shot. But, she was aggressive, kind of going for that rebound / steal.
Proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Far side of the court, up top to Pilgrim from Harabi. Leaving on the left side for Lainey Harabi. Up top to Pilgrim between the wheels. Back to Lainey Harabi. Reisinger will give her a little bit of a wide berth. Up top, Baumgartner crosses over on her defender at the foul line. Kick out to the left corner. Work back out. Riley Harabi. Into the lane, kick out for a wide open three, right wing. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Aaliyah Pilgrim had a good look. Wick pulls down the rebound.
Yeah, Baumgartner does a really nice job of finding an open shooter out of the post. He's done it a couple times.
Reisinger up top, foul line jumper. That one off the mark, no good for Claire Heppner. Had a good look there.
Yeah,
9:19 to go. Team fouls at 4 for Medford, 2 for Chi High. Our score, Chi High 10, the Raiders 7. As we're 12 seconds away from the halfway point of half number one. This season opener for Chi High, second game of the year for Medford. Taylor Klingbeil up top, crosses over on her defender, goes hard into the paint, and a foul called. They'll get Claire Heppner as she stood her ground. Team's third foul, that's the first on Heppner.
Her first third team foul.
9 minutes exactly on the clock. Klingbeil, who has 2 points from Medford, scored the first two of the game, actually. We have the line shooting two. Medford 0 for 2 from the foul line so far. Klingbeil's first free throw is good. Well, it's time. Time to call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or rizgalla.com. Second free throw too long. Rebound pulled in by Reisinger. 10-8. Chi High still with a bucket lead. Sarah Chafee, the senior, now at the point for head coach Becca Bestel. Chafee crosses over, doubles, leaves on the left side for Wick. Wick up top, Roz Twyman backtracking between the wheels in the midcourt CF insignia, working a left-handed dribble on the far side. Twyman tries to scoot a bounce pass up top, knocked away momentarily, back to Roz. Twyman going hard down the left side of the lane, blocked away by Medford, retrieved in the corner. Now Medford on the run with Baumgartner. Baumgartner, the sophomore. Drops it off to a running Klingbeil. Beautiful finish with the left hand from Klingbeil. We're tied at 10.
Yeah, real good luck again by Baumgartner in the open court. She passes the ball really well, and Klingbeil looks like to be a lot of times who she's looking for.
Another steal and a run out by Medford, and they retake the lead 12-10. Harabi that time with the basket on the run out. 8:05 to go. We'll step out and be back in half a minute as Chi High calls timeout. This is Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls. Chi High Lady Cardinals hoops on the air here tonight on WOGO Sports. See our complete upcoming sports schedule for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Basketball this week on the Grill Side, boys basketball and hockey coming up next week, WOGO.com. To find out more, WOGO.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Another steal coming out of the timeout. And Klingbeil, an easy two and making things happen. Kayla Baumgartner, the talented sophomore, 14-10.
Yeah, another steal by her.
Roslyn Twyman, a little trouble right in front of the scorer's table, trying to split a double team and call for travel. It's been a 7-0 run for Medford.
Yeah, again, Chip was just credit Medford. They're speeding them up a little more than they want to be. And I think for Chippewa, that's a key. Just keep to your tempo and try to do what you do best.
Mayers and Wick check out.
Tenley Anderson
back in. Top, Baumgartner leaves it on the right wing. Bomb of a three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Sarah Chafee. Chi High down 14-10. 7:23 to go here, first half. Roz Twyman, left block extended. Going in hard with the right hand. Can't get the roll. Baumgartner clears the rebound. Baumgartner against fill number 10, Roz Twyman. Swings into the left corner. Pilgrim passes up the three as Sarah Chafee face-to-face with her. Moves on the left wing for Riley Harabi. Back up top, Baumgartner. For Klingbeil, right wing. Klingbeil up top, Riley Harabi. Leaves it on the left wing. Pilgrim drops it down. Left block extended, Baumgartner. Shoots it over to the right wing. Kick out Klingbeil for three. Back rim, no. Sarah Chafee clears the rebound. Good ball movement by Medford, but they come up empty on that possession. 6:40 to go here, first half in Chippewa Falls. Non-conference action. Tenley Anderson driving baseline, tries to wrap a bounce pass around Baumgartner, and it's stolen away by Harabi. Kick out Baumgartner for three. Side of the rim, no. On the box out, foul called on Chi High. I think I'm going to get Sarah Chafee with her second.
Two balls called, number three, Sarah Chafee. Her first.
Oh, just her first. Excuse me.
Fourth team foul.
Team foul is now even at four apiece. Jillian Wick going to check in for Sarah Chafee. 6:28 to go here in the first half. Chi-High trailing 14-10. Medford to inbound along the baseline. Into Riley Harabi. Checked by Willa Reisinger. On the right side, Klingbeil. Klingbeil splits two defenders, drives hard to the rack and scores. And Klingbeil has 9 points. 16-10. Coach Bestel takes a timeout. We're back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi-High Basketball.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. Chi-High Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Sam Aberle, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Cardinals trail by two possessions here, 16-10. They have the basketball moving left to right. Twyman works her way out of the trap at midcourt. Drops it back to a teammate who wasn't looking for it. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Klingbeil of Medford.
Yeah, they were lucky there to get that ball back off of that one. And Chippewa, again, they just need to kind of settle in, make sure they run what they're trying to run, and get a good look.
Wick to inbound, finds Twyman in the right corner. Twyman has it knocked away from her and stolen away by Torin Rao. Rao now leading the break. Down the left side of the lane, tries to go coast to coast, and she does. Rao with 4 points, the senior. 18-10, the Medford Raiders.
Yeah, and right now Chippewa's struggling to stop the ball. They're really allowing Medford to get in the,
another
get
steal.
Some pressure.
Route to Klingbeil. She's fouled by Tenley Anderson.
Chippewa falls foul.
5:48 to go here, first half. That is the 15th foul on Chi-High. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. First free throw, too strong.
Number one, Taylor Medford's Klingbeil. Klingbeil. Line shooting two for Medford.
Ross Twyman checks out for Chi-High. Sarah Chafee back out there. Second free throw, too long as well. Wick tracks down the rebound in the far corner. And the Cards just need a bucket. It's been a bit. Tenley Anderson driving baseline. Anderson has it knocked away, and Klingbeil comes out of there with the ball. Moves on the right side for Baumgartner. Baumgartner right baseline. Up top, Klingbeil. Klingbeil spots up a three right at the circle. That one rattles in. Klingbeil has 12 points. Averaged 7.5 per game last year as a freshman. Some trouble in backcourt by Wick, and a timeout taken by Coach Becca Bestel. And full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. WOGO Sports. This is Chi-High Basketball. Cardinals trail Medford 21-10. Back in a minute.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
We'll Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Senior High School Chi High season opener for the Lady Cardinals. As they battle Medford non-conference action, Medford trailed 10-7. Since then have gone on a 14-0 run. They lead 21-10. On the inbounds, quick trigger on a three, no good for Chafee. Baumgartner coming the other way for Medford. Baumgartner driving baseline, kick out Klingbeil. Klingbeil with 12 points to Baumgartner, spots up, 14-foot jumper. That one's an air ball taken along the baseline by Willa Reiser. It's been a bit since the Cardinals have seen one go in. Just had a really nice response after trailing 4-0. Now in a bit bigger hole here, and we'll have to try to claw their way back. Tenley Anderson driving in hard, blocked. No foul, coming the other way, Klingbeil. And a pair of talented sophomores in Taylor Klingbeil and Kayla Baumgartner.
Yeah, they kind of control everything for Medford, and they both do a real nice job out there.
Klingbeil up top between the wheels against Roz Twyman. Leaves it for Aaliyah Pilgrim. Pilgrim against Wick. On the left side, Lainey Harabi. Back up top, Baumgartner. On the right wing, Torin Rao holds, now kicks into the corner to Pilgrim. Pilgrim right back to Rao, stolen away by Chi High. Claire Heppner steps in front of that pass. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Jillian Wick testing baseline, pulls up, 10-foot jumper pops in and out. Good look there for Wick, just wouldn't go down. Baumgartner long lead feed to Klingbeil. Klingbeil back to Baumgartner as she crosses half court. Left side for Torin Rao. Rao tests with a couple dribbles. Leaves it for Pilgrim up top, Klingbeil. Sarah Chafee swatting at the basketball. Right side, Baumgartner with 3:38 to play. Lainey Harabi left wing. Looks up top, Rao just inside the arc. Up top, Klingbeil. Working the left corner, Baumgartner. Quick trigger on a three, falls to the deck. Looking for a foul, doesn't get one, and the shot was well off. Push ahead to Tenley Anderson, the freshman. Anderson, nice pass down low, cutting hard to the hoop. A little too hard for Claire Heppner. Rebound gets away from her, and a foul coming up. Called on Heppner. Tenley Anderson with a really nice look, and I think Heppner may have been just a little surprised at how open she was.
Yeah, just kind of rushed that, overshot it, and then got a foul on kind of a little frustration from missing it, which is pretty common. But they got to look at the positive there. They had a good look, a nice pass from Tenley. And the shots that, eventually you got to make, and they know that.
3:10 to go here in the first half. Cardinals trail by double digits, 21-10. Klingbeil driving left block. Kick out to Baumgartner. Baumgartner puts on the floor with the left hand. Spinning into the lane, lost it on the way to the hoop. Taken out of there by Jillian Wick. Across the timeline, right side to Twyman. Twyman lost it out of bounds, last touch by Medford with 2:49 to play. Chi High will inbound along the baseline, and they've been stuck on 10 for a bit here. Twyman, the senior, into Jillian Wick. Wick up top, Chafee, there's a good look for three, rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, Twyman high off the glass and in.
Right, that was all set up by a nice out-of-bounds set that Sarah got a nice look at the top of the key, and Ross was there for the rebound and put it back.
Twyman has six. Palindrome on the scoreboard, 21-12 in favor of the Medford Raiders. Inside feed knocked away. Good hands there by Willa Reisinger, I believe it was. Entry feed denied. Sarah Chafee right wing. Probing, pulls up, 25-foot three, smashed it! The first of what will be many for Sarah Chafee in her senior campaign. She has five, and Chi High within two possessions, 21-15. Taken to the left corner for Medford, a little trouble along the sideline. For Riley Harabi, she's held up by Chafee. That's her second foul, I believe. That'll send Medford to the line for 1-1. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. First free throw on the 1-1. That is good. For Riley Harabi. Junior has 3 points.
In for Medford, number three, Aaliyah Pilgrim.
Pilgrim checks in favor of Jolie Stiliga. 22-15 Medford, minute 54 to go here first half. Second attempt for Harabi. Rattles in. 23-15. Cards a long pass, almost broken up, but Chafee ends up with it. Knocked away, but back to Wick. Wick on the left wing. Wick traversing into the paint, blocked by Baumgartner on the way up. Baumgartner and Klingbeil overshoots her. Chafee with the steal. Sarah Chafee across the timeline, drops it right wing. Up top, Roz Twyman. Twyman swings to Wick on the left wing. Wick, a deep three left wing, spins in and out. And across the timeline, Medford. Open look for Klingbeil for three. Back rim, no. Rebound batted away. Foul called on whom? Looks like they're going to get Chai High, and Sarah Chafee picked that one out. She's not sure why.
Two false foul, number two.
They called her for a push. Oh, I'm sorry. They called Wick.
It's a couple that the same official has called on box outs, and I think Coach Bessels right now is saying this is what I'm teaching them, how to box out, and the official's saying it's a little too aggressive.
First free throw is good. Second free throw in and out for Harabi. So she's hit 3 of 4. Ball knocked out of bounds to Chai High with a minute 17 left, trailing 24-15. You'd love to make sure that you keep this at a single-digit deficit going into halftime.
Yeah, they've had some better looks the last few possessions, but this is where the pressure, yeah.
Pass stolen away by Baumgartner. Baumgartner to Klingbeil. Klingbeil up and in for two.
Baylor Klingbeil.
Those two have just been in sync. Klingbeil with 14 first-half points. Feed knocked down low to Risinger. Risinger can't finish. Gets it on the other side of the hoop, and this time she scores.
Yeah, good job by Willen there. Finishing on her.
26-17. Chai High trails by 9. 45 seconds left. Klingbeil up top. That's Harabi. Back to Klingbeil on the left wing. Checked by Ayers. Works on the right side. Thinking about a three is Pilgrim. Back to Klingbeil. We'll see if Medford tries to run this all the way down or not. Out to Baumgartner. She'll take a quick trigger on a three left wing. Rims in and out. Wick with the rebound. And now Chai High can hold for a last shot if they want. 23 seconds left. Wick left wing. Roslyn Twyman. 19 to go. Twyman walked with the basketball. And a good kick out to Chafee for a three, but took a little extra step. Tinley Anderson will come into the game. 17.2 left. Chai High trailing 26-17. 18 fouls on Chai High. Medford just 4 infractions. Right wing Baumgartner. Roz Twyman pokes it away. Twyman on the deck. Knocked back to Klingbeil. Klingbeil driving in hard at the hoop. Draws contact with 4.5 seconds left. And she will go to the line shooting 2.
Two balls foul for 3. Sarah Chafee, her 3rd.
Chafee, her 3rd, as you mentioned.
19.
Not what you wanted with 4.5 seconds left. Klingbeil with 14 first half points, make it 15.
Only
knocks in a free throw. 10-point deficit for Chai High, 27-17. 4.5 seconds left. Klingbeil at the line. Second free throw in and out. Offensive rebound. Baumgartner tied up underneath with 1.5 seconds left. Held ball possession. Going to Chai High.
Good job by Willow there battling with Baumgartner to draw the held ball.
Let's see if Chai High can get off a heave here against full court pressure. Risinger into Tenley Anderson. Heaves it from 60 feet. Hits the backboard. Competitive first half, Chai High at the break, trails 27-17. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Halftime stats, analysis, and highlights. After one half complete, Cardinals trail by 10, the season opener here on Chai High. Great to be with you. WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. This is Chai High Lady Cardinals basketball on your home for Chippewa Falls Sports, WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wärzgalä, 839-0707 or wärzgalä.com.
It's halftime here in Chippewa Falls, season opener for your Chi High Lady Cardinals. Basketball, great to be back to it here on WOGO. Medford with the 10-point lead in non-conference action over Chi High at the break, 27-17. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you on WOGO. We'll take a look at the leading scores, some stats, and we'll give a listen to your highlights in a few moments. But what sticks out to you from the first half, Jared? Because, again, we saw Medford jump out to a nice start, up 4-0, got the opening tip, took it right in for an easy bucket. But the Cardinals, again, pushed back well, had a two-possession lead at times, but it was that big 14-0 run after trailing 10-7 for Medford when they reeled off 14 straight. That was, I don't know if you'd say backbreaker, because there's so much time left to play, so a lot can be determined yet here. But that was a tough go in the first half for Chi High to give up that big of a run.
Yeah, they had that big stretch there where Medford, you know, and I mean, Baumgartner and Klingbeil have really just controlled the game, and I mean, on both ends. And they, when you look at, you know, Baumgartner, really, I mean, she only has 3 points, but her rebounds, assists, just controls, sees the floor so well. A lot of steals, and then Klingbeil's the beneficiary of a lot of that, getting the offense. For Chippewa, I think it's a matter of, again, the turnovers. I mean, I have 16, and that's pretty unofficial. So those are just the ones I noticed and would mark down. So they're turning it over a lot, and they need to, you know, do a better job of that. little trap at half courts, causing them some problems. And then Baumgartner is there for wherever they try to throw the pass, steals it, kicks it up to Klingbeil for a pretty easy look. And so, you know, Medford's getting a lot better looks than Chippewa, and that's where Chippewa's just got to keep working hard to you know, get into their offense and then see what they can do.
Again, it seemed like for the Lady Cards, they just haven't really been able to find a lot of rhythm offensively here. And again, that's because of some of that ball pressure that we're seeing from Medford. When you look at the leading scorers here, game high, 15 points for Taylor Klingbeil. Again, 7.5 points per game as a freshman last year, as a sophomore already, again, doubling that season average from last year in a half. 5 points for Riley Harabi, 4 for Torin Rao, and Caleb Baumgartner with 3 points. But again, it 3 points doesn't tell the story. She's been the best player on the floor so far here in this first half, and she's been very impressive. On the other side for Chi High, 5 players in the scoring column. Roslyn Twyman has 6 points to lead the Lady Cards, 5 for Sarah Chafee, 2 apiece for Claire Heppner, Willa Reisinger, and Tenley Anderson. And again, the Cards, we mentioned this coming into the game, they're banged up, don't have some players they'd really like to have out there too. So again, need to dance with who you have, and so they've got opportunities here for growth.
Yeah, and you know, not having Riley out there, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure she's one of their best defenders. You know, can handle
leading
the ball
returning
a little
rebounder
bit
as well.
Yeah, good rebounder. You know, can score. Has played a lot of, you know, played a lot of minutes the last 2 years for them. So I mean, that's a big loss. You know, when you lose her, and so. You know, Chippewa has to know that and understand that. And, you know, when you get her back, that's going to make a big difference in just everything you do. But until then, you got to figure out what your identity is, you know. And on offense right now, I think that's where they're struggling, you know. Kind of find out their identity, figure out where shots are going to come from in their offense. And, you know, right now, the most of the part, it's been drives to the basket. And, you know, they kind of throw it up there and they're kind of hoping. But it's... You know, they got to figure out, hey, where are we going to get a good look from through our offense here? Sarah hit the one, you know, three, and she'll give you that when you find her and when she can get open looks. But defenses know she's going to do that too, and so they key on her.
Lady Cards trail at the half 27-17. Let's take a listen to some of the first half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Yeah, good job defensively there by the Cards, trying to really help contain on Baumgartner and make somebody else... hit a shot.
Willa Reisinger, a nice pass down the high off the glass, up and in for two. Sarah Chafee, first field goal of the game for Chafee, first field goal of the year for Chi High, and it's 4 apiece.
Yeah, nice.
Put junior forward, a 3 from the left wing, and there's a nice answer for Medford.
3-4-10,
that's Baumgartner, her first basket. That was a smooth look from the left corner. 7-4. Twyman drives baseline. 14-footer. Equally smooth. 7-6. Chi High down just one. Inbound along the baseline. And they've been stuck on 10 for a bit here. Twyman, the senior, into Jillian Wick. Wick up top. Chafee. There's a good look for 3. Rattles in and out. Offensive rebound. Twyman high off the glass and in. Pay for the Medford Raiders. Inside feed knocked away. Good hands there by Willa Reisinger, I believe it was. Entry feed denied. Sarah Chafee right wing. Probing, pulls up, 25-foot 3, slashed it. The first of what will be many for Sarah Chafee in her senior campaign. She has 5 and Chi High within 2 possessions, 21-15. Cardinals trail at the break, 27-17. That's how the first half sounded. Hoping for more highlights in the second half. We're back to the action in 30 seconds. This is Chi High Lady Cardinals Hoops on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faherty with you on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Sam Aberle, our producer and board operator back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Our full sports schedule at WOGO.com. Season opener for our basketball and hockey coverage. Winter 2024 and spring of 2025. Good to have you with us. 103.1 FM AM 680 and Wogo.com. Medford with the basketball and the lead, moving left to right here in the second half. Original starting five out there for both squads. Klingbeil, who has 15 points, spinning in the lane. Kick out for a good look at a three left of the circle. That one comes up all air, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Chai Highwell. Risinger just had a hand on it, knocked out of bounds as she was battling with Baumgartner.
Yeah, and I think if Chippewa can, I mean, really, I know it's easier said than done, but make somebody other than the two really beat them here, you know, with points, Klingbeil and Baumgartner.
Speaking of Baumgartner, she has it up top by Rosalind Twyman. Crosses over, and her wick almost knocks the ball away, and she does. Now Chai High with numbers if they hurry. Twyman across the timeline goes to Wick. Wick spins by her defender, driving in hard, and picks up a foul on number two, Riley Harabi. That's their first of the second half. 33 seconds into half number two. Chai High trails 27-17. They'll have a baseline out of bounds. Sarah Chafee will trigger that one in. She's playing with those three fouls. Rosalind Twyman, right wing. Twyman scoots into the corner to Chafee. Chafee spots up for three. Right corner, pops in and out. Rebound to Baumgartner in a crowd. Baumgartner goes left side into the corner. Redford works down into the paint. Kick out to Baumgartner. She'll give it right back to Riley Harabi. Harabi on the right wing, guarded by fellow number two, Jillian Wick. Wick almost pokes it away. Chai High with some good ball pressure up top, but getting a little too handsy there. Jillian Wick up top. Called for a foul. Teams even at one foul apiece.
Yeah, Jillian was, like you said, pressuring good, but just kind of reached there at the end of the official. Yeah, that's enough.
I like the intensity. That I'm seeing from Jillian Wick right now.
Again, Jillian's a competitor. I was lucky to coach her in tennis the last couple of years, and she had a nice couple seasons for us.
Rao driving in hard, misses the left-handed layup. Bodies hit the ground, and a Chai High player still down. And
Sarah.
That's Sarah Chafee, and she's staying down along the baseline, checking on her. Thompson over there, athletic trainer, and also Coach Becca Bestel. We're going to take a quick break here. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Concern for Sarah Chafee. She has been able to move into a sitting position now as she's being checked on. Coach Becca Bestel down there, and again, and she's helped to her feet, hoping that Sarah is able to shake this one off. Again, Chai High battling without their normal numbers here, as they have a lot of players battling back from injury. And one of your standouts, Sarah Chafee, the senior, going to take a seat on the bench here, and we'll certainly hope that she's all right. Trying to walk this one off. Didn't exactly see what happened, but and she stayed down on the deck for a while.
Yeah, she's kind of grabbing the top of her head, and I don't know if she got elbowed on the top of the head. You know, that hurts.
It can stun you for sure. So, going to get a nice pack, it seems. And Tenley Anderson checks in for Chai High. 16:33 to go here. No one scored in the second half as Baumgartner snatches a pass away. Will Risinger almost took it back. Baumgartner across the midstripe. Pilgrim leaves for Klingbeil. It's a game-high 15 points. Had her pocket picked by Tenley Anderson. Then a whistle and a foul as Klingbeil got it back, and someone got her across the wrist.
Kill ball foul number 25, Tenley Anderson.
Get Anderson with that one. That's her third.
Second team.
So, again, bench not real deep for Chi High because of those injuries, and the foul starting to mount a little bit. Couple players with three. Inbounds up top for Riley Harabi. And no one scored yet here in the second half. Still a 10-point lead for Medford, 27-17. Klingbeil right wing trying to change that. Kick to Pilgrim in the left corner. Pilgrim leaves it up top for Riley Harabi, guarded closely by Jillian Wick. Working to the left corner. Poked away by Wick, and that's going to be another Chi High foul.
Triple ball foul.
Third of the second half.
Wick, her third.
Wick now has three as well. So Chi High is going to have to play for an extended stretch here without fouling. 27-17. Cardinals trail by 10. Running layup attempt, no good. Rebound pulled in by Claire Heppner for the Cards as Roslyn Twyman will take it across the CF at midcourt. Runs into a trap looking for help. Gets it to Tenley Anderson. Anderson, the freshman. Out to Heppner, to Wick. Wick left of the circle for three. Rains it in. And that is a much needed bucket for Chi High.
Good look there, and we cut it to seven here. So
Wick, her first points. Chi High down 27-20. Kick out for Klingbeil. The answer for three. That was
three.
Again, Bob Gardner had it in the post. Kicked it out to her. You can't leave her.
18 for Klingbeil. 30-20. Chi High trails by 10. Baumgartner stepping through the body of Heppner, trying to knock the ball away.
Medford foul on number
second
15.
Team foul on Medford, and that is the Gail second Baumgartner. As well on Baumgartner.
Her second team foul.
Check into the game for Chi High. Malia Killeen, the sophomore, 5'8" guard.
Number 5, Malia Killeen in for two ball.
Saw a lot of action that JV game that Chi High won 54-4. Tenley Anderson pulls up from 16 feet left wing. No, knocked out of bounds to Medford. Last touch by Heppner, 14-47 away. Lanny Harabi in for head coach Chad Franck in Medford. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cardinals trail by 10. Medford with the basketball. 14:43 to go here, second half from Chippewa Falls. Non-conference girls basketball. Season opener for Chi High. Season opener for us here on WOGO Sports as well. A lot of hockey and basketball on tap over the next few months. Three ball straight on. Air ball. Save attempt, no. Knocked back out of bounds. Leah Pilgrim, good hustle though.
And hopefully Chippewa here can get a little penetration. Their offense, kick out, hit some shots here, and maybe draw some fouls. Just kind of keep cutting into this lead a little bit.
Twyman splits two defenders who are trying to trap her at midcourt. Claire Heppner in a little trouble, finds Anderson. Tenley Anderson drops with a left-handed bounce pass, down low to Risinger. Risinger knocked out of bounds, pushed. And a third team foul on Medford. Now Risinger is going to take a little time.
That's her second.
She's down in the corner. And so Jillian Wick will check in. And Willa Risinger. Risinger is going to come out and try to shake this one off. She seems to be in pretty good spirits, honestly, considering she just kind of got shoved to the deck. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
Inbounds coming up from Tenley Anderson to Jillian Wick in the left corner. Wick drives into the paint. Runner, no. Right back to Wick. Wick walks on the way up and a foul. And I think she just drew one against Klingbeil. And Jillian Wick will head to the line. That's just the first on Klingbeil.
At the line for the Cardinals will be Jillian Wick.
Jillian Wick, a chance to pull the Cards back within single digits. First free throw is perfect. Didn't want to jinx it beforehand, but she was an 84% foul shooter last year.
Yeah, and that's where Jillian has to use her strength to get to the line, right, and draw those fouls when she drives by being strong with the ball going into the defender to draw the contact.
Chi High trails now 30-21. Wick, second free throw. Perfect. Great stroke on that free throw. 8-point game, 14:02 left, and good to see Willa Risinger right back out. Leah Colleen will check out. And Sarah Chafee does remain on the bench after that injury. 4 minutes gone by here, second half. And Bile up top, working off a screen from Baumgartner. Trying to give it back to Baumgartner. She does up top between the wheels. Meanwhile, drops to the right corner. That's Pilgrim. Pilgrim puts on the floor with the left hand. Back to Baumgartner, driving along the baseline. Kick out, clean Bile. Good look at a three, left corner. Good, counted, and a foul. Clean Bile on the box out. Knocks down the three and a chance for a four-point play. My goodness, what a game for Taylor Klingbeil, the sophomore. Great Northern Conference is being put on notice. This young sophomore, you've got to deal with her for this season and then two more.
Yeah, I mean, between her and Baumgartner, two nice players out there. And
free throw rattles in.
Controlling this game.
34-22. Largest lead of the game for Medford. That was the 14 foul on Chi High, and Roslyn Twyman called for it. Twyman in the paint. Nice dish to Willa Risinger. Risinger rises up for two.
Nice job by Ros, getting past her defender and finding the open draw.
Back to a 10-point deficit, 34-24. Harabi in the right corner, floats it up top. Here's Delaney Harabi. Baumgartner driving baseline. She's doubled, then tripled. Kick out to Delaney Harabi. Bobbles the pass a little bit, working around the perimeter. Pilgrim on the right wing against Tenley Anderson. Drops into that right corner. That's Riley Harabi up top. A little bit of an extra hitch there for Medford. Kick out for a three. Delaney Harabi nicks off the front of the rim. Long rebound track down by Pilgrim, though. Pilgrim driving baseline. Her pass tipped. Kick into the left corner. Three on the way. Oh, my goodness. What a shot.
That was a tough shot. She really hasn't shot very often. She's been more the distributor. I have a feeling she could score a lot of points if she needs to and wants to.
37-24. Baumgartner tips a pass out of bounds. Again, as you mentioned, she facilitates so well, this sophomore. And also certainly showing that stroke from three. 37-24, Chi High down 13. Certainly use a three of their own. Entry pass coming from behind Klingbeil. The reach through and the foul. That's the fifth team foul on Medford. Chi High's committed four, so 12:22 remaining. Could certainly see a lot of free throw shot here before this one's complete.
Yeah, real nice job there by Klingbeil of gaining good position and drawing that foul.
Kenley Anderson up top to Jillian Wick, right wing. Finds Twyman. Twyman between the wheels. Twyman driving hard, goes high at the basket, knocked out of bounds by Medford, helping hand up from Riley Harabi.
In for Medford, number 4, Torin Rao, number 25, Jolie Stiliga.
Torin Rao and Jolie Stiliga come in. For Coach Franck and Medford, sitting will be Riley Harabi and Taylor Klingbeil. 37-24, Medford with the lead. Tenley Anderson looking to inbound, finds Risinger. Risinger up!
By Willa Risinger.
Nice out-of-bounds play there. And they've ran a couple good ones to get some good looks.
Long three, back rim no for Medford. Offensive rebound, though, for Torin Rao. When you're trailing by double digits, you just don't want to let him have more than one shot. Baumgartner up top. Willa Risinger checks her. Leah Pilgrim right wing. 37-26 Medford. Chi High trying to stay within striking distance. Could use a stop here. At the left elbow, Baumgartner blocked on the way up by Risinger, but a foul. Team fouls even at 5 apiece.
Send
Baumgartner to the line, shooting 2. That is just the first on Willa Risinger. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, 3 generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Baumgartner misses the first. Roslyn Twyman will check out along with Claire Hepner. Malia Colleen back in. Also, Kira Ayers. Second free throw for Baumgartner. That one too long as well. And Reisinger clears the rebound. Looks for a point guard. Finds Jillian Wick. Back across the timeline to Tenley Anderson with the pass. Anderson high on the right. Shoots one down low to Malia Colleen. Colleen saves it back and bounce to Jillian Wick. Attacking the bucket. Pulls up from 8 feet. No offensive rebound. Going up strong. Reisinger can't get the shot to fall, but a foul. Good work down low for Willa Reisinger. Chai with a chance to cut it to single deficit, single digit deficit rather.
24.
And that was the last foul to give for Medford, by the way. So bonus, the final 11-22 for Chai High. Reisinger a little too long on the free throw. Ross Twyman will check in for the Cards. Jillian Wick will take a breather. 37-26, the Cardinals trail the Raiders. Reisinger, second free throw off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Baumgartner. Baumgartner across the timeline with a head of steam. The sophomore splitting two defenders, throws one up with the right hand, draws a foul. And that was the last foul to give for Chai High this half. Their sixth. Twyman picks it up. That's her third. So now four players with three fouls for Chai High.
Mentioned, see a lot of free throws here in the last.
Indeed. 11-15 will take quite a while as Baumgartner finds the mark after missing the last two free throws. She hits her first here. She has 7 points. The lead is 12 for Medford, 38-26. Second free throw for Baumgartner. That one rims in and out, going up high for the rebound. Well done pulling that one in, Kira Ayers. Twyman across the timeline, looking for a little help, finds Reisinger on the left wing. Reisinger, good look to Colleen. Colleen high off the glass, no. Rebound batted around, and Colleen pulls it back down. Out to Twyman. Twyman left wing. Working the pivot foot, change that pivot foot, and that's a try. 10:54 left. Giant High still trails by 12, 38-26. Jillian Wick will check in for Tenley Anderson, the freshman. Proud sponsor of Chai High High School Sports on WOGO for 30 years plus White City Glass. A salute to all the hardworking athletes from Dale and the crew at White City Glass. Baumgartner up top. Works right wing. That's Pilgrim. Pilgrim drops down to Baumgartner, stepping in front of that pass. Roslyn Twyman. Twyman shovels it out of there to Jillian Wick. Cards on the run. Long pass too high for Colleen. Bounce turnover to Medford.
15, Claire Hepner.
Hepner back in.
Yeah, boy, really nice Mayor big video screen here up this year at the Chai High here. And it's been nice to look up there and see points and fouls. And sponsored by the Booster Club here. It's really a nice addition to the gym.
Again, a big thanks to the Booster Club for putting that together. It is very impressive. Big wow factor when you come into the gym now.
Absolutely.
Three in the corner for Medford. Side rim, no. Rebound for Chai High. That's Malia Colleen. Colleen drops it off for Wick across the timeline on the right side. Wick driving along the right baseline and whistling a foul.
Medford foul.
That is the 17th foul on Medford, so 1-1 coming up for Jillian Wick. Tenley Anderson will check in for Willa Reisinger. 10:04 to play here in the season opener for Chai High, trailing 38-26. But again, they may have plenty of opportunities here to try to claw back into this one with the clock stopped. Wick, first free throw is good. She is 3-for-3 from the line tonight after shooting 84% last year.
Yeah, and I think in the second half, both her and Willa have kind of settled in and had, you know, some really good moments in the second half.
Second free throw for Wick. Perfect. 4-for-4 from the foul line for Jillian Wick. 10-point deficit for Chai High, 38-28 as we traverse under 10 to play here in Chippewa Falls. Feed down low, knocked away. Good work there by Hepner into the arms of Colleen. Entry pass denied by Chai High. Tenley Anderson up top, and Anderson's pass stolen coming the other way for Medford. And Anderson will challenge. That's her fourth foul. As Riley Harabi not going to get an easy bucket.
Nope, she wasn't going to give her that.
Falls, foul number 25.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas. Since 1969, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707, 839-0707, or go to wurzgala.com. First free throw off the front rim for Harabi.
Number 24, Willow Reiser.
And that was the 17th foul on Chai High, as well as being the fourth on Tenley Anderson. Harabi, second attempt here. Her team leading 38-28. Free throw off the glass and good. So Harabi now at 6 points, 39-28 Medford. Twyman up top to Hefner. Hefner tied up. That's a foul, and that's one free throw. Perhaps two for Chai High.
Medford foul.
18 foul on Medford. They got Torin Rao with that one. And that is her fourth as well. So two players in the game, one on each side with four fouls. Hefner shooting a 1-1 here. First free throw comes up short. It'll be Medford basketball as it trickles out of bounds. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. 11-point deficit for Chai High. Still a lot of time left. 9:22 and counting. Baumgartner driving baseline on the left side. Baumgartner, a nice spin off the glass, too strong. Rebound cleared by Khalid. Ross Twyman almost had her pocket picked. Picks up the loose ball. Jog it toward a trap at midcourt. Bounces it to Colleen, and Colleen lost it into the scorer's table. Turn over to Medford. Again, if you're Chai High, you want to at least be able to get into your set.
Yeah.
And trailing by double digits, points have been at a premium here.
Yeah, struggled with that at some key moments tonight.
Jillian Wick knocks the pass away. Trading turnovers here as Wick forces that one. Twyman, a bounce to Risinger. Risinger, nice feed to Colleen under the basket. Couldn't quite make an over-the-shoulder catch, but a good look there.
It was a nice cut by Colleen. You know, she did a nice job back cutting, and Willa saw her, and this, you know, just didn't finish it. But the thought was there, and it was open.
8:40 and counting to go in this second half. Chai High trailing 39-28 to the visiting Medford Raiders, who are playing their first two games of the season on the road. Willa Risinger jars the ball loose, but Klingbeil takes it back up top. Then Klingbeil, a turnover as Roslyn Twyman, playing middle linebacker there, intercepts a pass.
Yeah, nice job. They've done a pretty good job defensively here.
Wick finds Colleen. Colleen's shot blocked out of bounds, but again, a nice basket cut again by Colleen, and they're finding her out of bounds to Chai High.
Guessing her brothers have instructed her on how to cut to the basket.
Indeed. A name well known here at Chai High. Twyman to inbound, looking for an outlet, goes up top, straight on shot blocked by Klingbeil from Colleen. Klingbeil now with a run out, layup is good. 8:08 left, timeout on the floor, 41-28, Chai High trails by 13. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chai High Lady Cardinals basketball.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Ruff, Ruff right block, extended, fires the pass down to Kendall Hefler.
Oh, my goodness.
Up and arm for Hefler.
Chai High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do. And here is the up and there. Bang, Jackson.
Yes.
There you go.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls, Chi-High Lady Cardinals season opening basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faraday with you for this one on WOGO. Sam Aberle at the WOGO Studios in Halley. 8:08 to go in the second half. The Medford Raiders lead your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals 41-28. If you're just joining us, both teams in the bonus. Chi-High with the basketball out of the timeout. Roslyn Twyman tries to scoot a bounce pass down along the baseline to Willa Reisinger. It's stolen away by Pilgrim of Medford. Pilgrim up top to Harabi. She lost on the way to the hoop, and it's scooped up by Chi-High's Claire Heppen.
Yeah, hopefully here we can take advantage and get a good shot.
At the right elbow, back out to Twyman. Twyman pulls up from 16 feet, far side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Picked out to Colleen. Colleen shot from 16, no good from the left wing. Good work on the offensive board, though, by Rising. In transition, Pilgrim, back rims, a long three. Wick takes it across the timeline. Finds Willa Reisinger near midcourt. Reisinger, a couple dribbles, drops it out of a trap. To Colleen. Colleen, 14-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Out of bounds to Medford.
You can kind of see both teams, the early season conditioning, you know, is
getting a little
quite,
tired out
they're
there.
They're not quite in basketball shape yet after only a week, and it takes a while, and you can kind of see that here in the second half.
Gets into your legs, makes those jump shots a little bit more difficult. Under 7 to go here in the game, 41-28, 13-point lead for the Medford Raiders over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Pilgrim in the right corner, passes up a 3. Give and go, drops it back along the baseline. Missed jumper there by Riley Harabi. Rebound to Jillian Wick. Nice bounce pass to Wick from Twyman. A look for Colleen. Colleen not quite able to get it. Diving on the floor, Willa Reisinger. What hustle, no Claire Heppner, excuse me. Foul called on Medford. My goodness.
Her third.
Nice hustle there for Heppner. And I guess I don't know if she went diving after that ball, if she was shoved, but either way, it looked like a great hustle play for a 50-50 ball.
And that's one of the great things Claire's going to give you. You know, she's a grinder out there. She works hard. She gives you a lot of those hustle-type plays.
Long on the free throw, trying to save it, and right back to Willa Reisinger was Baumgartner, and Medford steals it right back. To Riley Harabi. Harabi, layup, no. Offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul on Ross Twyman. Medford doing a good job following the shot. That last foul on Medford was their ninth, so double bonus the rest of the way for Chi-High. 18 fouls on the Lady Cards, so only one foul left to give here in single bonus. That was the fourth foul on Ross Twyman, so now both she and Tenley Anderson have 4. For the Cards. Free throw too long for Leah Pilgrim. She's still looking for her first points tonight. Twyman will take a brief breather here with 6:23 to play. Again, 13-point lead for Medford, 41-28. Second attempt for Pilgrim. That one is good, and she is into the scoring column. Leah Pilgrim. The guard, 42-28. Chi-High trails by 14. Tenley Anderson breaks pressure along the left wing. Comes to a jump stop. Slides a nice bounce pass to Heppner. Heppner attacks the hoop. No bucket, but a foul. And Claire Heppner will go to the line shooting 2.
Yeah, real nice job there by Claire.
Number 3.
Tenley finding her.
Second.
That was the 10th team foul and the second on Aaliyah Pilgrim. And Heppner looking for a pair of free throws here. First one, front rim, a little bit short. 6:11 to play. If you're Chi-High, you'd love to be able to get some points with the clock stopped here. Heppner, second free throw, comes up a little short again. Rebound pulled in by Baumgartner. She'll race it across the timeline. Baumgartner trying to go coast to coast. No one stopped the ball. Baumgartner, a twisting layup, counted in the foul. Acrobatic scooping finger roll for Baumgartner. A chance for 3 the old-fashioned way. 44-28, Medford. Twyman comes in for Tenley Anderson.
Baumgartner for 1.
6:04 to play. That foul is on Risinger, her second, by the way, and Baumgartner completes the three-point play.
Now she's got
10 points. She's down to double digits. 45-28 Medford. Still playing a three-quarter court trap here. Roz Twyman, nice job breaking pressure. Goes hard to the hoop. Coast to coast for Roz Twyman with a finish.
And that's one of Roz's strengths. If she can get downhill and get towards the basket and finish.
8 points for Roz Twyman. Baseline drive. Kick out. Up top, Klingbeil to Baumgartner in rhythm for three. Wow. That was pretty. Her, splash.
Yeah, she's made plays every time Chippewa has a basket, she answers.
Wick splits two defenders, but the ball's knocked away. Good hustle by Claire Heppner, preventing a run out from Medford. Knocked out of bounds. I think we'll stay here with the Raiders, but Heppner diving on the floor once again to prevent an easy layup.
Yeah, great hustle, and there's no give up here. They're fighting hard.
Bedford will inbound, work around the perimeter. Torn Rao ends up with it between the wheels. 5:16 to play. 48-30, Medford starting to pull away a bit more here. Another rhythm jumper for three. That one too long for Baumgartner. Knocked out of bounds. Too chai high with 5:07 left. Timeout on the floor by Chai High. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Jared Faherty with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Your Lady Cardinals in their season opener trail the Medford Raiders 48-30 with 5:07 to play here in this second half. Lady Cards with the basketball moving right to left here in the second half. Bounce pass from Roz Twyman looking for Risinger, stolen away. Another run out for Medford and an easy layup for Taylor Pinbile. Says thank you very much. And
yeah,
she is now up to 26.
Started by Baumgartner with the steal.
Roz Twyman a little trouble in backcourt, able to break pressure, get across the timeline. Good look to Risinger. Risinger driving it hard at the hoop, and it popped in and out. Baumgartner with the rebound, tied up with Risinger underneath. And jump ball, Risinger, a hustle play once again. Possession will go back to Chai High.
Yeah, nice
Harabi
job,
checks in. 4:39 left. Again, the Cards may not get the result they were hoping for, but they have not lacked for effort here. Trailing 50-30, inbounds to Jillian Wick, knocked out of bounds, and off of Wick, out of bounds. Back to the Raiders. 4:37 to play, 20-point game, 50-30 Medford. And Chai High's bench was already thin because of injury coming into this game. Not only their bench, but some of their starting lineup hurt by injury. And then here in the second half, losing Sarah Chafee, who's still on the bench but hasn't re-entered the game. High post feed at the pivot. Riley Harabi in the corner. That was Pilgrim, rather. Misses the three. Rebound for Chai High. Back to Jillian Wick. Back across the timeline with 4:07 to play. The top, Roz Twyman. Under four now. Jillian Wick left wing. Wick working a jab step. Up top to Risinger. Shoots it over left side. Good look at a three for Roz Twyman. Pops in and out. Offensive rebound, Reisinger. She's hammered hard from behind by Klingbeil, and Reisinger will earn another trip to the line.
Yeah, another good job on offensive rebound and draw the foul.
24 at the line for Chippewa Falls. Willa Reisinger shooting two.
Well, it's time. Time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Reisinger first free throw rims in and out. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, whatever your project is, 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgala.com. Reisinger second free throw. That comes up short. 3:47 to go, 50-30. Our score remains. Again, early on in this season. But you would expect the free throw percentage will hopefully go up as the year progresses. Cards have left a few points there.
Yeah, second half especially. The first half they did a pretty good job when they got opportunities, but this half they've struggled a little bit.
Meanwhile, stealing the paint by Kira Ayers, and Chai High turns over the Raiders. Jillian Wick, right wing. Wick splits two Medford defenders. Wick pulls up, has her shot blocked along the right baseline. Tie up, Heppner. And possession will go back to Medford. .315 left in this season opener for your Lady Cardinals. 50-30, they trail Medford. Medford looking to even their record at 1-1 as they start out two games on the road. Lost to Shawano on Tuesday. Into the right corner, Lainey Harabi. Back out to Riley Harabi, right wing. High post entry. Drop pass down low. Nice defense by Ayers. Knocks it away, and Heppner scoops it up. Cards have certainly got their hands into some passing lanes. They have struggled with turnovers, but have also created quite a few.
They have, and you know, like you said, the big two for Medford.
Ross Twyman over the top of a leaping Baumgartner, a beautiful teardrop finish with the left hand off the window.
Yeah, very nice finish there for Ross, and you know, try to gain momentum, find positives, capitalize on things that you've done well, and there are things that you've been doing well tonight.
Turnover by Medford there, and Ross Twyman, first Chi High player into double digits tonight. 50-32. Cards trail by 18 to the visitors. 2:20 to go. Jillian Wick safely gets it across the timeline, avoiding that trap from Klingbeil. Wick working off a screen from Roz Twyman. Wick of the right wing outside the arc. Baseline, excuse me, elbow jumper. No. Willa Reisinger kicks it right back out to Ayers, and Ayers with a bucket for 10 feet.
Yeah, nice offensive rebound by Willa. Here, there, knocked it down.
The senior, her first points tonight, first points of the season. 50-34, Chi High trails by 16. Minute 46 left. Baumgartner for three. That one comes up all air. Save attempt, no. Stepping on the baseline was Klingbeil. Back to Chi High, trailing by 16. Minute 39 left. Time running out, but the Cards trying to make a push here at the end of the second half. Twyman facing that trap at midcourt. Knocked into the backcourt. Whistle and a foul. I think they'll get Torn Rao. If they get her, that's her fifth. So she will foul out. And that will send Rosalind Twyman to the line, shooting the double bonus. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Free throw for Rosalind Twyman. Good, and she's got 11 points. A nice first game of the season for the senior.
Yeah, done a good job getting to the free throw line a few times, finishing shots in the lane. And
second attempts, and it rolls in, a perfect trip for Roslyn Twyman. She has 12. Chi High trails by 14, 50-36. Now some backcourt pressure. Baumgartner picks it up, and a pass thrown away. On the far side, Taylor Klingbeil wasn't looking for that one, and Aaliyah Pilgrim shot it out of bounds. Minute 22 left, Chi-High trails 50-36. And now's the time when you're wishing some of those free throws had gone in, and with the nice push Chi-High's making here at the end. I think we have a timeout on the floor. First minute 17 left, so we're going to take a 60-second break. We're back in a minute. Chi-High Lady Cardinals basketball at WGO Sports, late-going second half.
It's fall furnace check and clean time. Preventative maintenance on your heating system is worth it. And whether it's boilers, furnaces, or heat pumps, Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing services most makes and models. Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing has provided quality, dependable service to the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas for over a half century. Wirzgalla will make sure your heating system is ready for the cold ahead. Call or visit Wirzgalla.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Senior High School. Chi-High trailing Medford 50-36. The Lady Cards with the basketball out of the timeout. Inbounds to Jillian Wick, tiptoeing along the far side, maintaining her balance, pirouetting over there. Crosses over on a couple Medford defenders, working against Klingbeil. Wick, beautiful runner from just inside the right elbow. She has 9 points. Chi-High trails by 12.
Yeah, 50-38. Here the last couple of minutes for Chippewa.
Long three for Medford. That one smash. Riley Harabi.
They've really done a great job of answering anytime Chippewa has put any little pressure on them this second half. The next possession, they've hit big shots.
15-point game, 53-38. Claire Heppner scoots it out. No good on an elbow jumper from Kira Ayers. 28 seconds left. Medford with the push ahead. Riley Harabi back out to Pilgrim. Back to Harabi, wide open in the right corner. She'll pass up the three. Roslyn Twyman knocks it away. Twyman one-on-one down the left side of the lane. Beautiful ball fake. Shot won't go in. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with Chi-High with 11.7 left. Roslyn Twyman giving up about 6 inches in height to Baumgartner. Had a nice ball fake. Able to let Baumgartner go by, but just couldn't quite finish it. See if Chi-High can get a bucket here. Trailing 53-38, just under 12 seconds to play. Heppner having some trouble. Drops it into Risinger. Risinger deep underneath the hoop, too deep underneath. Partially blocked there, and Klingbeil will take it out. With 6 seconds left, push it across half court, and she threw it out of bounds. Larimi Harabi couldn't quite handle it. Chi-High with 3.9 seconds left. Chance to get one more possession here. Stay with us for our Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Becca Bestel, highlights and more. Inbounds, deep three to end the game. No good for Roslyn Twyman from 35 feet, but Chi-High, a nice push. At the end, they fall in their season opener. Your final score, Medford 53, Chi-High 38. Cardinals fall to 0-1 on this season. Non-conference action, Medford evens their record at 1-1. Again, don't go away. We'll talk with head coach Becca Bestel. We'll wrap things up in our postgame. Take a look at your stats, analysis, and highlights as well. All of that ahead in 2.5 minutes here on WGO Sports. Once again, your final score, Medford 53, Chi-High 38. We're back in 2.5 on WGO Sports, your home for Chi-High McDonald Athletics.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Ruff, Ruff right block extended, fires a pass down to Kendall Heffler. Up and arm for Heffler.
Chi High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do. And here is the up and there. Mike Jackson.
Yes.
There you go.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Season opener for your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals. They fall to Medford 53-38. Head coach Becca Bessel kind enough to join us. And coach, we talked before the game again about the injuries that certainly made your bench thinner and didn't have the starting lineup that you might have regular in the regular season. Dealt with more injuries here tonight, but again, you've got a resilient bunch and from our vantage point here, we just saw no quit in that team and hustle, hustle, hustle. I think that had to be something your staff and yourself are pleased with.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of them for going hard. I mean, they never gave up. We made some mistakes that I didn't like, but I never saw them quit. And so that's what we ask of them. We ran out of players, really. I mean, that's where we sat, especially in the second half. We've got when Sarah hit her head on the floor. I mean, we have much of our experience is not playing at the end of the game, and that's tough for us. But the girls that were out there went hard, and I saw some good things out of them. It's just we're not there yet.
Coach, one of the things obviously struggled a little bit with kind of that half-court trap that they are throwing at you, too. Is that something where you just say, you know what, we just got to, you know, get our group gelling together and flowing a little bit more, breaking that pressure?
I mean, pressure has been an issue for us for the last couple years. That was an issue last year as well. And so we need to figure out how to handle that. And you're right, we need to figure out who is going to step up and be the person that's going to take charge when we need somebody to break that kind of pressure. And just our passing tonight was not great. And we had way too many turnovers. I don't know how many it was, but that needs to be cleaned up.
Coach, that was certainly something you mentioned before the game is turnovers. And I think maybe when you can go to practice, too, and say, look at our free throw percentage as well, too, and say, hey, in a game where maybe we're struggling a little bit to get into our offensive sets and struggling with some of the pressure and turnovers, they're called free for a reason, and we want to be able to, you know, raise that percentage. And that's just something where it's like, hey, you know, let's make sure that we're taking that seriously. I know when I practice in basketball, it's like when your legs are tired, that's when Coach made us shoot those free throws at the end to make sure that we can hit them at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, what was our free throw percentage? I don't even know. I mean, I know it wasn't good.
We'll have to double check that. But Jillian Wick, we'll focus on the bright side. She was excellent for the free throw line.
She always has been. I mean, since she came to the program, she's been phenomenal from the free throw line. So that's bright spot there. I mean, there's a couple bright spots that we can take from this, but we have a lot to work on yet.
And finally, Coach, I mean, we talked about November basketball. Again, things are always a little herky-jerky, a little rough, too, but sometimes does it help to be able to get a game in and then you and your staff can say these things that we've been trying to communicate when you actually see what happens out on the floor, kids, then maybe you listen maybe just a little bit better.
It does. I mean, it's tough. I mean, after, you know, you take away the two tryout days, which are essentially you don't get much done as far as, like, what you're doing. We had three practices last week, three practices this week, and our first game. I mean, that's a really short turnaround. And we saw a lot of things tonight that we have been talking about in practice, but one of the problems in practice right now is that because of our injuries, and because of where we're sitting, we don't have enough people to go against
Indeed.
Each other.
Yeah.
You know, and our and so what happens is we can't put that type of pressure on each other in practice, and so we see it in a game and we fall apart. And so that's something we're going to have to figure out how to simulate in practice, because we're going to see it all season. Every team we play is going to do that to us.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to being with you guys all season, and we certainly wish you all much better health as the season progresses, and looking forward to seeing this team continue to jive, to coalesce, and again, a lot of sparks of some good things that hopefully will be fanned into flame by the end of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys being here. It's a tough one to start the season, but we're hoping to move up from here.
Coach, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Head coach Becca Bestel here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take one final quick 2-minute break here so we can get those highlights queued up. We'll get you your leading scorers analysis as well. Again, Chi-Hi Falls 53-38. We're back in two to finish things up here on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Spence and Jared Faraday to tie things up here as Chi-Hi Falls in their season opener and girls basketball here at home to Medford 53-38. Taking a look at your leading scores on both sides for Chi-Hi in a moment, but game-high 26 points for Taylor Klingbeil, the sophomore for Medford, and then 13 for Kayla Baumgartner, fellow sophomore. And, I mean, 26 for Klingbeil, and yet she may not have even been the best player on the floor for Medford.
I mean, they're 1 and 1A, you know, either, whichever way you want to put it. They were the two best players on the court for sure tonight. And, you know, Baumgartner made everything go, and then Klingbeil hit big shot after big shot and was the beneficiary of some breakouts and finished. And, you know, anytime their length, both of them, you know, pretty tall and good length and handled the ball well, and just both nice players. And as sophomores, I'm sure Medford's pretty excited to have those two as sophomores coming for the next few years.
Again, they were 13-13 last year as Medford, 1-1 here to start this season, but again, they have got a youth but mixed with experience, as both Klingbeil and Baumgartner played extensively as freshmen. 9 points for Riley Harabi, 4 for Torin Rao, and 1 for Leah Pilgrim, as 5 different players scored for head coach Chad Franck and Medford. On the other side for Chi-Hi, 7 different players scored, led by 12 from Rosalind Twyman. Roz, the 5'7" senior, the only player for Chi-Hi in double digits, but Jillian Witt close behind with 9 points, then 6 for Willa Reisinger, 5 for Sarah Chafee before she exited with injury, 2 for Claire Hefner, 2 for Tenley Anderson, and 2 for Kira Ayers. And before we get to the highlights and tie things up here, I think it's such a difficult issue that Chahai is dealing with, not only with injuries with players you'd like to have on the floor, but as Coach Bestel pointed out, you can't even practice the way you want to practice because you just don't have enough bodies.
Well, I mean, they don't have anybody to simulate what they face tonight with Klingbeil and Baumgartner. You know, you can practice all your stuff all you want, but they can't practice it against length like that and skills like that. We don't have those kids to practice against, and so you know that's a big time challenge that Chip was facing is how to do that. And you know, with Riley and then Sarah going out the second half, and Macy, you know, who played quite a few minutes last year as well, being out, I mean, that's pretty big in a team that, you know, it's been trying to work to get better, and just, I mean, kind of seems like, okay, ooh, another thing, you know, when Sarah got hit there and went down. So, I mean, they just got to keep battling, stay together, work hard, you know, find little victories in things that they do, you know, look at it in 4-minute stretches of the game, not get too worked up about overall things, just keep working, keep improving. And, you know, just keep working to get better.
Certainly a lot of adversity to deal with, but that's what you'll have in a long season. And maybe Chahai can get a lot of the adversity done at the beginning of it. Let's take just a moment here to hear some of the second half highlights. Of course, some highlights, highs and lows throughout the course of a season in a basketball game. But here's some great second half calls of the action here on WOGO Sports. It sounded like this. For help, gets it to Tenley Anderson. Anderson, the freshman. Out to Heppner, to Wick. Wick left of the circle for three, rains it in. And that is a much needed bucket for Chahai. Largest lead of the game for Medford. That was the 14th foul on Chahai, and Roslyn Twyman called for it. Twyman in the paint, nice dish to Willa Reisinger rises up for two. And Jolie Staliga come in. For Coach Franck and Medford, sitting will be Riley Harabi and Taylor Klingbeil. 37-24, Medford with the lead. Tenley Anderson looking to inbound, finds Reisinger up. Quarter court trap here. Roz Twyman, nice job breaking pressure, goes hard to the hoop. Coast to coast for Roz Twyman with the finish.
And that's one of Roz's strengths, when she can get downhill and get towards the basket and finish.
Aided quite a few.
They have, and you know, like you said, the big two for Medford.
Roz Twyman over the top of a leaping Baumgartner, a beautiful teardrop finish with the left hand off the window.
Yeah, very nice finish there for Roz, and you know, trying to gain momentum.
Green from Roz Twyman, right to the right wing, outside the arc. Baseline, excuse me, elbow jumper. No, Willa Reisinger kicks it right back out to Ayers, and Ayers with a bucket from 10 feet.
Yeah, nice offensive rebound by Willa. There, knocked it down.
Wick tiptoeing along the far side, maintaining her balance, pirouetting over there, crosses over on a couple Medford defenders, working against Klingbeil. Wick, beautiful runner from just inside the right elbow. She has 9 points. Chahai trails by 12. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Before we go, a quick look at our WOGO Sports calendar, which you can see at WOGO.com. Next time we'll have the Chahai Lady Cardinals will be on the 6th of December here at home against Eau Claire Memorial. Next game on the docket for us on WOGO, Mark Halverson filling in my stead tomorrow night as McDonald Girls Basketball will take on Eau Claire North under first-year head coach Sally Williams. 6:55 pregame tomorrow from the doghouse, McDonald at Eau Claire North. First Chahai High hockey game, the boys in action against Verona on November 29th, so late next week, post-Thanksgiving action, 6:40 p.m. with Greg Stewart and Chase Hoople on the call. And on the boys basketball side of things, next Tuesday, McDonald boys at Colfax at 6:55. First look at Chahai boys basketball under Coach Jason Prue. They'll take on Stevens Point on December 5th here on WOGO. And again, a 6:55 pregame here on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Jared Faraday, thank you so much for jumping in on the broadcast here. And I appreciate the chance to be able to take in some Chahai basketball. Usually I'm across the street doing games too. So great to see the Lady Cards, and certainly wishing them the best moving forward. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun to get back and do this. I haven't done it for a few years, so it's a good time.
Well, you're welcome in anytime. You take to it like a fish to water. We'll step out and send you back to our regularly scheduled programming here on WOGO. Thanks, as always, to our board operators and producers back at the WOGO home base in Halley. That's Sam Aberle here tonight. So thank you, Sam, for keeping things running smoothly. Thank you to all of our sponsors for making it possible for us to follow Chi High McDonald Athletics wherever they may go. Once again, your final score tonight, Medford 53, Chi High 38. This has been Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO Sports. Good night from Chi High.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball here on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.
WOGO.